So much of history, culture, sin, nations, future evil, fear is all written by the prophets, and yet for some of us we really do not know how their words can and do apply to us today. To help us better relate to them and their messages noted below is a simple quiz. This quiz might help us in identifying with some of the prophets and their messages and how our faith can also be challenged. These prophets spoke God's word with courage as they were faithful tellers of God's words. Let's explore. Have you ever wondered why God decided to use prophets? Is there a certain prototype or profile of a prophet? How does God decide to use a certain person to be a prophet? Are prophets just negative doomsayers full of doom and gloom? What is the difference between major and minor prophets, or is it just the length of what was stated? Why is much of the Old Testament devoted to the stories of the prophets? Do you find it interesting that when Jesus first announced who he was and why he came, he did it through the prophet Isaiah? Should we listen to what the prophets said thousands of years later? Are we to pay attention to the messages of the prophets, or were their messages for the generation they lived in? When Jesus and the apostles referred to Scripture, were they referring to the Law and the prophets? Are there unfulfilled prophetic words still to be fulfilled? Is it true the prophets spoke God's word when it was being ignored? Have you even been on top of the mount like Elijah was on Mount Carmel and had an anointing of God's power only to fall into fear and depression like Elijah? Do we need a prophet like Amos who spoke against the wealthy, those who oppressed the poor and perverted justice? Do you find it amazing that God told Hosea to marry an adulterous wife to identify to the Hebrews how they had treated him? Have you, like Jonah, ran from God's will to speak his truth? When God asked, "Whom shall I send?" and Isaiah owned it and said, "Send me," would you or I respond the same way? Are you open enough to ask the Lord tough questions like Habakkuk when we see or face issues that test our faith? Are you like the weeping prophet Jeremiah, who when we see God's heart and are asked to speak a tough message? How are you, unlike Daniel, willing to compromise, or are we like Daniel, prepared to be the object of mockery because of our faith? What visions or dreams have you, like Ezekiel, had and yet ignored them? Do you get encouragement from Haggai's message? Do you see hope and encouragement from the words of Zechariah that can affect our lives? Crises happen in our lives, and yet the Apostle Peter quotes from Joel on the day of Pentecost as God's word was and is true hundreds of years later. How do we handle crisis? John the Baptist, a New Testament prophet sent to prepare the way of the Lord's message, was simple: repent and be baptized. Are we being asked to prepare the way of the Lord's return, and is our message to be the same as John's? The Apostle John wore a prophet's hat on the Isle of Patmos in writing the book of Revelation, and are we in the end times that he wrote about? John Grady lives and writes in Fort St. John.